Now at last I see what he's saying. I'm trying to hold him for one last look to remember him, and that's what makes me look hard enough to understand. He pauses and peers up at me again to make sure I'm getting it, and I want to yell out to him, "Yes, I see. Mexico is like a walnut. It's brown and hard, and you feel it with your eye, and it feels like the walnut. You're making sense, old man, a sense of your own. You're not crazy the way they think. Yes, I see." But the fog's clogged my throat to where I can't make a sound. As he sifts away, I see him bend back over that hand. "Now, the green sheep is Canada. Canada is the fir tree, the wheat field, the calendar." I strain to see him drifting away. I strain so hard my eyes ache and I have to close them. And when I open them again, the colonel is gone. I'm floating by myself again, more lost than ever. This is the time, I tell myself, I'm going for good. There's old Pete, face like a searchlight. He's 50 yards off to my left, and I can see him plain as though there wasn't any fog at all. Or maybe he's right up close and real small, I can't be sure. He tells me once about how tired he is, and just his saying it makes me see his whole life on the railroad. See him working to figure out how to read a watch, breaking a sweat while he tries to get the right button in the right hole of his railroad overalls, doing his absolute damnedest to keep up with a job that comes so easy to the others they can sit back in a chair padded with cardboard and read mystery stories and girly books. Not that he ever really figured to keep up. He knew from the start he couldn't do that. But he had to try to keep up, just to keep them in sight. So for 40 years he was able to live, if not right in the world of men, at least on the edge of it. I can see all that and be hurt by it, the way I was hurt by seeing things in the army, in the war. The way I was hurt by seeing what happened to Papa and the tribe. I thought I'd got over seeing those things and fretting over them. There's no sense in it. There's nothing to be done. "I'm tired," is what he says. "I know you're tired, Pete, but I can't do you no good fretting about it. You know I can't." Pete floats on the way of the old colonel. Here comes Billy Bibbit, the way Pete came by. They're all filing by for a last look. I know Billy can't be more than a few feet away, but he's so tiny he looks like he's a mile off. His face is out to me like the face of a beggar, needing so much more than anybody can give. His mouth works like a little doll's mouth. "And even when I proposed, I flubbed it. I said, 'Honey, will you mum, till the girl broke out laughing.